MTV Cast.
This is Eddie O'Day calling in from the Eastern Divide Trail. I am in Bingham, Maine. And, yeah, so I called in yesterday from Brownville and just about ride into Monson. It was mostly uneventful. There's some pretty track here and there. And coming out of Brownville, it just was, you know, paved road, then dirt road, then a two-track, then an overgrown two-track, and then an overgrown two-track with lots of rocks. And then there's a lot of private roads out in this part of the world, and that gets a little bit tricky with land access and et cetera. So there was a couple of key spots that I was warned about to basically stay on the track, and that's what I did. So I didn't have any issues there, but it does sound like there's some challenges with that, and you definitely got to pay attention. Don't want to make a wrong turn, end up on some land you're not supposed to be on, and they may not let you go back the other way. Not even sure how it all works, and trying to avoid it because it sounds time consuming. So that was certainly on my radar, but mostly just rolling along, listening to podcasts and whatnot. And I really need to hit some Wi-Fi and get my Pandora account downloaded. More logging trucks. So I have things to listen to. And anyways, made it. There's a bushwhacking section that was interesting. Hello. Where I got up to the top of the I don't know that I was at the top of a mountain, but it was a long, gradual climb up there. And the only real challenge was it looked like four, maybe five different ways you could possibly bushwhack. Like, this road just kind of ended, and there was a bunch of old-looking old roadbed-looking things. And one of these is supposed to be the way I get down the mountain. So that eliminated a couple that looked like they went up. Left a couple, two, three, that looked like they went down. Finally, just trust what ride with GPS says and start walking into this brush that's like head height. And it didn't take too long to get through that and onto this snowmobile track that was pretty chunky but rideable. And then it eventually dumps out onto just really nice gravel road, just good smooth road. But while I was in there, bugs, I didn't realize it, were all around the edges of my sock and up my legs and just ate the tar out of my legs. So really itchy when I got done later that night and finally went to take those socks off and realized how bad it was. So my legs got pretty chewed up, and there's a lot of biting flies out here. So I've got several chunks missing out of my legs from those guys for the last couple of days. And they're not horrible. I hear they're much worse in the spring, but they're still here. So anyways, got into Monson at 9:03, and absolutely everything is closed, including the gas station that just closed. And I'm like, you know, begging at the door to please let me in, and they're just shaking their head at me. So no luck there. Trying to shift my time frame and get out of towns earlier, and maybe not ride so late. Or if I do ride, plan on riding late, at least I got to get somewhere where there's going to be some food. So that's been a challenge trying to sort that out. And especially on Mondays here, like, everybody seems to go home on a Sunday afternoon. And then can I get some salt and pepper, please? And then everything just kind of shuts down. So that's a thing that I'm sorting out. But also, I don't tend to know what day of the week it is, so kind of lost track of those things. Stayed at a hostel, and they thank you. Helped me out with some peanut butter and jelly and a beer, and had a dehydrated meal that I had been carrying, so I went ahead and ate that. Had pretty good solid sleep. Got up early, grabbed breakfast at another hiker hostel. So I'm in the Appalachian Trail world now. And there's a lot of these hostels, and just like teamwork made meals is pretty amazing. How many people are out here doing that? It's pretty cool to be around the like-minded people, you know, that they're out there having their adventures, and I'm doing an adventure as well, even though mine's a little different. And then took off. Yeah, had a really nice ride out to Moxie Lake. It was a bit slow. There's a bridge out. Had to do a little hike through. Not a big deal, but that road's getting a lot of control. So made it out that road to Moxie Lake. That was a bit of a bust. There's something called Moxie Outdoor Adventures. It's a little campground. They advertise a store, but it sounds like very intermittent hours. They open up a little bit in the morning, maybe in the afternoon when they feel like it. They did have a bathroom open and like an outdoor sink, so I was able to load up with some water. That was at least good. Endless logging trucks out here. Rolled on, and the road from there down here to Bingham was fantastic. Right along the lake for a long time, so really flat. Maybe a gentle roller here and there. So cruising along pretty quick and on the aero bar, so off my hands, which is nice. And then it's this long, gradual descent down here into town. Like, I mean, I was good 40 minutes doing 20 miles an hour with very little effort. Like, I mean, I'd take that all day long. So it kind of put me back on track. I was a little bit slow in the morning, but picked up the pace there. So I'm going to have a pretty good meal here. I got myself a steak sandwich and a little salad. I'm going to knock that out and then get going again. Try to get out by Carabasset and get some food a little bit later, and then up to Stratton at least. Maybe stay there, maybe push more on towards Rangeley. I was hoping to get a new Garmin in Rangeley, but they're just Garmin's red tape and trying to get things shipped out. When they said they could send it next day, they didn't actually mean that. They really mean they'll send it next day once we do go through all the processing and you answer this questionnaire and fill this thing out, which I don't have access to all these things right now. So that's not going to happen. So that's going to be I got to find a different post office to make that happen. I may just push it out to like Montpelier, where I know I have to stop eventually. It's kind of working, but it just takes a while to get going in the morning. Just kind of locks up and doesn't show me anything. Anyways, that's what's going on. I'm going to get back to eating and then riding. So thanks for listening. Bye.